What do we know about PARP inhibitors specifically in terms of triple negative breast cancer in a patient whose PD-L1 is negative? So we kind of move that off, at least checkpoint inhibitors, off the grid for a second. Ideally, when would you like to use a PARP inhibitor in metastatic triple negative disease?
Yeah, I will, you know, if the immuno-oncology agents are not an option because PD-L1 is negative, then I typically like to use it up front. I think when you think about the overall sort of combination of efficacy, high response rate, tolerability, it's easy, it's oral. Patients, I think, find that it's a difficult transition always moving into therapy for metastatic, newly metastatic disease. And I find it's a much sort of smoother entry into that with an oral drug compared to going back for many of them to IV chemotherapy. So I tend to use it early.
How about metastatic ER-positive, HER2-negative disease? When are you starting to think about a PARP inhibitor in a patient with a BRCA germline mutation, for example?
Yeah, so I think the appropriate time there is once you've really exhausted all of your endocrine therapy options, including CDK4/6, alpelisib, if the patient is a candidate. When you're starting to think about chemotherapy, that is the point in time to consider it. So I wouldn't, you know, in an ER-positive, HER2-negative patient with a new diagnosis of metastatic breast cancer to bone, I would certainly, you know, lead with endocrine-based therapy, and I wouldn't go there to a PARP inhibitor in the first line.
And what about an HER2-positive disease? It's really not approved, but do you use it? Are we going to see some data in that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at germline BRCA1 and 2 mutations, it's very interesting, but we almost never see HER2-positive breast cancer associated with them. I have over the years seen a few patients. They are out there, but, you know, I think the indication is in HER2-negative disease. I would have absolutely no issue at all giving it to a HER2-positive breast cancer patient, and I would advocate for that if the patient happened to be HER2-positive.